This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Thursday, April 6th, 2023. I'm Derek Gilbert. Skywatch TV's next virtual conference, One World Rising, about the laying of the infrastructure for the coming One World government. That's just a couple of weeks ahead. Details on how you can register coming up after the break. Topic number 5 today, Finland, the newest member of NATO, has already placed its first weapons procurement order. It's going to acquire the U.S.-Israeli-made David's Sling long-range air defense system. This will cost about $345 million. This announced just one day after it became the newest member of NATO and amid a potential buildup of Russian forces on Finland's borders. Finland and the Israeli Ministry of Defense will agree on a security of supply pact as part of this deal. The sale, subject to U.S. approval, but since Raytheon is one of the contractors involved in manufacturing David's Sling, along with Israel-based Rafael Industries, it's pretty well guaranteed that this sale is going to go through. In other words, just more militarization of Eastern Europe. Topic number 4, Xi in the middle. To that end, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and French President Emmanuel Macron are in Beijing today, Thursday, to try to ask Xi Jinping to make Vladimir Putin see reason. In their words, this is sort of a good cop, bad cop thing. I think that Macron sees himself as the good cop in this scenario. However, I just don't see Xi convincing Putin to see reason. The sanctions against Russia have not only not affected Russia to the degree that Western experts told us they would, they have in fact rebounded and backlashed against Western Europe. This is also forcing a bifurcation, a split in the global economy, where the world economy dominated by the U.S. is now being fractured, and other nations looking for options to the U.S. dollar, which, by the way, the more important meeting taking place in Beijing this week is the meeting between the foreign ministers of Iran and Saudi Arabia, who are also in Beijing on Thursday, today, while Macron and von der Leyen are on their mission. The foreign ministers of these two nations, the main Shia political power on earth and one of the leading Sunni powers, Saudi Arabia, so Iran and the Saudis, getting together, their first formal gathering in 7 years. You remember they're fighting a proxy war in Yemen with the Iran's Houthi-backed rebels fighting Saudi-backed government forces there. Saudi Arabia and Iran, the two regional powers around the Gulf, Sunnis and Shias, generally speaking, dislike one another even more than they dislike Christians, Jews, Hindus, you know, and other religions around the world. They see one another as heretical, whereas the rest of us might someday be brought into the faith. Sunnis and Shias tend to view each other as heretics. So driving the Saudis into the arms, not just of China, but into Iran, not exactly a foreign policy accomplishment for the Biden administration. I think this has many repercussions, like topic number 3, the end of the petrodollar, which is another consequence of this growing split or bifurcation in the world's economy. Last week, China and Brazil reached an agreement to settle trades in their own currencies. Over the past 15 years, China has replaced the United States as the main trading partner of Brazil, which is rich with natural resources, something that the 1.4 billion people of China desperately need. So as such, China being a much larger market than the United States, this kind of shift may have been inevitable. But in the context of other recent geopolitical developments, this is pretty significant. They're conducting trades not in U.S. dollars, but in their own currencies. Now, as the world's reserve currency, the dollar is sort of the default currency in international trade, sort of the lingua franca of trade. And it is that status of the U.S. dollar that allows the United States government to spend like, well, I'd say like drunken sailors, but that'd give drunken sailors a bad name. The fact is that the demand for dollars allows the U.S. government to continue borrowing and borrowing and borrowing without any consequences. If the U.S. dollar's status as the reserve currency ends, then the piper will come home and demand to be paid with serious consequences for you and me, the American taxpayer. Now, the switch from dollars to a yuan real settlement basis is just the latest in a growing trend. Last week, a Russian official announced that the BRICS nations, that's Brazil, Russia, India, China, Saudi Arabia, or South Africa, rather, are working to develop a new currency, something that they plan to discuss in more depth at their next summit, which is coming up in August. Just as it is, these nations, these five nations, account for about 40% of the world's population and about a quarter of the global GDP. That is not insignificant. It's also reported that Iran last year, it's known, Iran officially applied to become a member of the BRICS bloc last year, and other nations have reportedly expressed interest, including Saudi Arabia, Algeria, the United Arab Emirates, Egypt, Argentina, Mexico, and Nigeria. Resource-rich nations looking for an alternative to a dollar-denominated world. Since the United States government has now shown no restrictions, no qualms about weaponizing U.S. dollars. In other words, other nations have to hold dollars in reserve because most global trade is denominated in dollars. The United States government seizing those dollar reserves, as in the case of Russian oligarchs, there are nations who are saying, you know, we really don't want our foreign currency reserves subject to the whims of whoever's in the White House at the moment. Now, this is a process that'll take some time. The dollar will still be around for a long while, but weaponizing dollar dominance and with the crazy expansionary monetary policy of the U.S. government over the last several administrations, this didn't begin with Joe Biden in terms of just continuing to expand U.S. debt. The dollar's role in world commerce may already be sealed. Topic number two, RFK Jr., an interesting development in the world of politics here at home. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., nephew of John F. Kennedy Jr., son of Robert F. Kennedy, the fourth now in his family line to declare his nomination for president, as Uncle Edward Kennedy, also a candidate for president. Kennedy has filed a statement of candidacy with the Federal Election Commission. He's the second person now to file as a Democratic candidate in the 2024 election to challenge Joe Biden, the other being Marianne Williamson. Kennedy was a best-selling author and an environmental lawyer who has campaigned on issues like clean drinking water, also critical of the work of former presidents when it comes to environmental policy. He's also been very outspoken in his opposition to the use of the mRNA gene serum that was forced on millions of Americans and billions of people worldwide over the past 3 years. So this should make for a very interesting election cycle because of his opposition to the forced vaccination program, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. might actually draw some votes from Republicans. Now remember, it was Donald Trump who launched and promoted Operation Warp Speed that brought these vaccines to market in record time. Coming up, the Supreme Court hears a case based on a poop joke. I'm not kidding. That's straight ahead on 5 and 10.
There is an all-out war being waged on the minds of an entire generation of today's young people. It is beyond malevolent, and it reaches farther than anything that decent people could ever imagine. And the grip of its demonic tentacles are wrapped around every aspect of our culture. This Luciferian war, and it is a Luciferian war, is being waged by those who reside within underground societies made up of politicians, corrupt government officials, deranged law enforcement. We're talking about institutionalized religious leaders, Hollywood elites, and unknown wealthy bureaucrats that take pleasure in the suffering and dismantling of Christ's most precious gift to us, our children.
Topic number one today, a poop joke at the Supreme Court. Now, actually, there's a serious reason for bringing you this story, even though it seems funny. Supreme Court has heard a case about a chewy dog toy called Bad Spaniels that's based on basically poking fun at the Jack Daniels brand of whiskey. Now, other important battles fought and won in the culture war against the godless Marxism infecting our nation. And by the way, a hat tip to the folks at notthebee.com for bringing this story to our attention. What's at stake here in this case, which is VIP Products LLC versus Jack Daniel's Properties Incorporated, is comedy, satire, the right to make fun of anything and everything we want. Here's the short version of the case. Jack Daniel's not happy about this dog toy. If you look carefully at the Chewy dog toy on the right there, it says, "Bad Spaniels, old number 2 on your Tennessee carpet." Okay, a poop joke, basically. Jack Daniel's says it's copyright infringement in violating its trademark. However, the law here in the United States protects satire, parody, and even editorial use at the expense of trademarks, likeness, copyright, etc. This is a well-documented precedent in law here in these United States. And yet, the Supreme Court has agreed to hear the case. If the Supreme Court rules in Jack Daniel's favor, the repercussions could be widespread. Jokes mocking companies, organizations, cities, states, the federal government, political candidates could all be in danger of lawsuits over trademark infringement. You can assume that this would include the use of memes on social media. And we note that recently, a young man named Douglas Mackey, formerly called Ricky Vaughn on Twitter, you might remember he was the Charlie Sheen character on Major League, you know, the relief pitcher who couldn't see, Ricky Vaughn. Anyway, he posted some memes during the 2016 election cycle that nobody who really had two brain cells to rub together would have taken seriously. Save time, avoid the line, vote from home, just text Hillary to 59925. Because of this, he was charged with election interference and now faces 10 years in prison for memes. And note that young Mr. Mackey only had like 58,000 followers on Twitter. It's not like he was a major influencer or anything. So anyway, humor, an effective tool against tyranny. It's no wonder that the Biden administration is weighing in on the side of Jack Daniel's in this Supreme Court case. Again, a case with far-reaching implications, yet based on a poop joke. Skywatch TV's next virtual conference, One World Rising, launches April 21st. That's when all of the video content becomes available for you to view on your schedule. Essentially, this is a conference you attend from the comfort of your own home. You watch it on your schedule. You can pause the presentations at any point where you need a break. And you not only get access to 24 presentations from speakers like Tom Horn, Carl Gallups, Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, Dr. Judd Burton, Ryan Peterson, Colonel David Giamona, Kenny C., our good friends, Dr. Michael Spaulding, Dr. Igal Gurman, Thomas Dunn, and many others. You also get access to all 6 Skywatch Films documentaries. All of that at your fingertips for 90 days, beginning April 21st. If you sign up after the 21st of April, you still get 90 days access, so you don't miss out. But do sign up now so you're ready to roll as soon as things go live. Find out more online and register today at DefenderConference.com. That's DefenderConference.com. We depend on your support to do what we do at Skywatch TV, and we send out a thank you for every gift that you send us. If you're in the U.S. or Canada, just to keep the shipping costs manageable. But if you're in the U.S. or Canada during the month of April, for your gift of any amount, we'll send you the book End Times Investigations by David Heavener. Fascinating book from the perspective of a Hollywood veteran. He's considered kind of a cult hero for making action films, entertaining action films on the cheap back in the 80s and 90s. And now he is spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. So for your gift of any amount during the month of April, we'll send you his book, End Times Investigations. You'll find out more online at skywatchtv.com. Look for the donate button, or you can give us a call directly, toll free, 844-750-4985, and thank you. Notice a little rasp in my voice today, getting over a bit of a head cold that we picked up in Israel last week. But there are some people who are still struggling months, even years after contracting SARS-2. And dealing with long COVID. There are things you can do to mitigate the impact of long COVID. Joe Artis Horn and Daniel Belt of Eden's Essentials talk about that on this week's program. You can watch the show right now at our website, skywatchtv.com. You can also check out the program and all of our video content, by the way, not just at the website, but at our channels on YouTube and Rumble, rumble.com/skywatchtv. The address is right here. You can also add the Skywatch TV app to Roku or Apple TV. That's the easy way to do it. Brings all of our video content right to your big screen. Or just add our mobile app to your smartphone or tablet, whether it's iOS, Android, or Amazon Kindle Fire. We've got apps for all of those and links to the app stores to find the app that's right for your device at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.